Dogi jivara bimbe dengya da karin jimbe gane jisang kusanda jengi raza da zungo da maya layinga da lada neki chwa da da meya gana da chwa kanja da keja zang tanje gada da keja da na saye veja da jime da 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 yinja de jim Sanyi kyangta mette mahayin dhukhe namda yang lanje bhaiyo. Simche tamche dewa dan dewe jyotan demarji. Dunga da dunga je jyotan dawar je je dunga mebe dewa tamba. Mantrava je je nyeran jyotan nyilata tanyo je mbola nepar jyotje.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yeah, happy to see you, and I would like to welcome everybody. Increase our practice, increase our love, increase our well-being. In order to do that, spiritual part of our life is also very important. In some ways, missing a spiritual part of our life is very hollow and no essence in a life, or no essence in all activities that we engage in our life. So spiritual part of, from the Buddhist perspective, spiritual part of our life not only need to exercise and practice, but also need to benefit from them. One of the benefit, in my opinion, or my experience, is fully confident and fullness. You experience a fullness as a human life. Fullness is when we have a spiritual element within us. So when you feel fullness, you feel more comfortable, you feel more stronger, you feel more happier, feel more relaxed, feel more fullness, rather than missing something, missing part of your life. So in order to avoid missing part of the life, is spiritual fill it up. So, spiritual, how you fill up? Learning is important. Learning. We can learn whatever we can learn. But there is no run out of learning, because learning can be never run out. And no matter how much we think we know, we still have lots of room to learn. Learning. So first part is learning. Second part is contemplating. Contemplating has a little bit connotation of meditation. Contemplating is sort out what important thing in life, and what learned lessons so far, and what things we need to learn more, and what important things that you like to learn but you're missing, you didn't learn yet. That will be contemplating. Contemplating also brings you moments of your well-being, the quality of your life, the activities that you engage, and then general how mental condition, physical condition, all of those issues, perhaps we need to contemplate ourselves and sort out what's important things, what's not important things, where we are wasting our time more, and where we need to focus more. Issue, all of those issues that you can sort out or you can figure out through contemplating. And the contemplating has a little meditation in it because you have to think over and over, recompound, contemplating. Last one is meditation. Meditation is a part of the practice. When you do part of the practice, you don't ask any questions. Because your question has been already questioned already during the learning time. And the second part is where you're contemplating, figuring out what to do your life. So you figure out questions, answer, done it. When meditation, you don't ask questions. Meditation part of practice. When you practice, you do just practice meditation. These three aspects, will bring you strength of your spiritual. So we're talking about spiritual. Luca Versa, you bow and offer frustrations to your Buddhist bodhisattvas. Or you can say God or higher level. Whatever you call, you bow and you physically respect. Nagubhichandu, you recite the mantra. Whenever you recite mantra, you bow and prostrating to the Buddhist or Bodhisattva or higher beings through reciting your mantras. Your mind, moments of meditate. Meditation is symbolic or sign of respecting mentally to your higher beings. In this case, maybe Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and those who has wisdom eyes. E-Y-E-S, eyes, wisdom eyes. So you respect that. So let's exhale, inhale. We talk about that several times, and many of you should know now. So basically exhale, inhale practice. Sit upright. Visualize this is a very special place. Nowhere else you can find. Only here you can find. And it's a secret and sacred. And I can tell it's a secret and sacred place because most people can't find this place. So right there I already know it's a good place. And so you found a sacred and secret place and you're here and it's not no reason you're here. It's all causes and conditions come together, and that is the reason you're here. And this particular morning, you were not particularly overslept, or you were so angry, forget about going anywhere. That happened, believe me, in this human family, all of those are available all the time. You are planning to do something, and at the last minute, something touch on your nose, you change your mind. That happens all the time. So since you're here, that means all causes, condition come together and you're here. It's very auspicious. It's wonderful. So let's meditate moments of learning, contemplating, and meditation increases your spirituality in your life. The message is no spiritual life in your life is no other than just sentient beings. And not Mexican beings, sentient beings, living beings. But the living beings, most living beings, shortage and a lack of spirituality, genuine spirituality. Everything else that they do, but the most important part is spirituality is missing, most living beings. So in that case, and from that perspective, your very special practice you're engaging this morning is working towards your own spirituality. Your own spirituality brings you fullness, more calm, more strong. More strong does not mean you beat up your family. More strong means more gentle, more strong. The gentleness needs to be strong because most gentleness takes a lot of strong, powerful practice. Is gentleness. Wishy-washy, negative, fighting doesn't take much practice. Be strong, be a supreme gentle towards your near and dear one. Be gentle with your parents, especially your mother. No matter how crazy mother that you have, still you have no excuse whatsoever. You have to show gentleness to your mother. And a mother sentient being, Buddha says, those you have a gentle and love, unconditional connection with your mother, and usually most people do. And then when you have that, then apply the same love unconditional towards your mother, you should apply that with everybody else. Wow, everybody else? That's a lot of numbers. Very difficult. Can't conceive. But whatever you can conceive, that's all I'm asking. One or two, uno, dos, tres, whatever you can handle. If you can handle more than 10, you're worth something because you handle 10 people with your love and kindness. If you can handle hundreds, that's even far more better. Thousands, infinite numbers. Wow, that would be the Buddha's bodhisattva. Their kindness, compassion, love can handle hundreds of thousands, countless beings. And no exceptions. Wow, that's even better. Because most people can't handle himself or herself. So now meditate. So while I'm presenting the talk, I want you to be attentive, alert, and part of meditating and listen. You will hear better, and chances are you'll remember better later. So I am on the page 99, Lama D. Dorje's Heartfelt Advice book, and I have to promote the books to sell. So if you need a book, talk to John. But anyway, those of you who have the book, you can open page 99. This book has a lot of goodies, and I'll explain you. So it says that decrease to increase. So we're talking about positive actions increase, negative behaviors decrease. Simple as that. We all have a lot of rooms to improve. We all have a tendency. We all have weakness, weak spot. We need to reduce that. In other words, we need to attach to helpful, healthy things, and we need to less attach to harmful and negative things. It is difficult to differentiate these two different things. But sometimes even you know, intellectually you know, but the practical you can't really change because you don't want to change because you attach to it. That happens. In order to increase our wisdom and compassion, we must first increase our helpful actions and decrease or eliminate our harmful ones. So I'm talking about increase wisdom. Wisdom is a knowledge that you gain from learning, contemplating, and meditation, subject which I already highlight this morning. So we all can use more wisdom, by the way. So that's the reason the wisdom need to increase. And the wisdom come from learning, contemplating, and meditation. These are three places that you can make your wisdom increase. When you have more wisdom, automatically you will have more compassion. Why? Because you have a knowledge to realize, to understand the others. The others are infinity number. So when you deal with others, you will have more compassion because you know conditions of the others more clearly due to the fact you have wisdom. Due to the fact you have big wisdom. So therefore it says, in order to increase our wisdom and compassion, we must first increase our helpful actions. Helpful action, again, learning, contemplating, meditation. Helpful action. And decrease or eliminate our harmful ones. Eliminate our harmful ones. One of the eliminating harmful things is being lazy. Of course, no one lazy around here, but the other people, they are very lazy. So I can only talk to people I don't see. Because if I'm talking to people I see, they might say, Lama, you're the lazy. They will tell me right away, it's my own mirror. Like you look in the mirror, you see your face, you tell yourself, I don't know you. You're right, you don't know. That's my answer. You only see yourself, but you don't know who you are. So how are we going to eliminate, decrease, or eliminate our harmful actions? One of them is laziness. And I notice Asian country and Westerners, it's international. There's a lot of people practice laziness. And they are very good in it. And I found out they've been practicing laziness quite some time. That it was not yesterday they practiced. It was like coming from a long way. So they are really part of their life. So it is very difficult to separate from laziness. You may even feel, Lama, what are you talking about laziness? I am laziness. I am laziness. So you can't get rid of my laziness. If you want to get rid of me, you have to get rid of my whole thing, because you can't get rid of laziness. Laziness is what I am. So we have a dilemma to deal with. But if you make some sense of reduce your laziness, that will be really helpful. Eliminate laziness, perhaps that will be not practical, but reduce your laziness. And that might be very good. Another how you eliminate harmful things is bad habit. Some people have bad habit smoking those or something. Some people have bad habit eating habit problem. Some people might have a dinging that is harmful dinging. I'm not talking about water. But you can always say, argue me, says Lama, this is juice. This is come from rice. Or this is come from grave. Lama, this is good stuff. You could always, but the problem is, it's not little bit you use a problem. It's just too much, it's a problem. Controlling is, I really have a good message here. The message is, anything, everything, if we control, if you control, you can control, then it's good. If anything, everything, somebody else control you, it's not so good. In other words, if the drinking controlled you, that's where the problem. If the eating controlled you, is the problem. Laziness controlled you, then problem. But if you can control them where you want it, then it's not so problem. So you're going to have drink, but socialize, maybe I'm saying wrong word, socializing each other. Well, we all have a group of people having a party, a little bit once in a while. But you know your limits is good. Or eating, you eat what you really love to eat. Nobody's going to take that away. You should eat. It's a lucky you can eat and you have something you like to eat. That's good. But what about the eating control you? It's not you like to eat, but the eating controls you. Says eat, 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 eat. That's the problem. The other thing is if we control what we eat, 2/3 or 1/3 of the food of the plate, and perhaps we don't have to have a lot of exercise and gym or taking a lot of pills. None of those issues will come. Simply, you control what you eat. So when you control what you eat, automatically all of these other things we have to spend money and buy, no need to worry about it. You save a lot of money and you're healthier. So that's your control, but not their control. Same analysis and meditation. The distractions and confused state of mind will not control you. You take a break anytime from confused state of your mind. Means you go meditate. You're no longer confused. Your natural state. You are relaxed. You're open mind. Your mind is open. Your mind is open and calm and clear. Everything clear. Very clear. Relax spaciousness. Relax. Relax spaciousness. Why don't you do that? Why not you do that? When that's available for all of us. Message is learning, contemplating, meditation. Very important. Those of you taking class with the very famous Lama, Lama Di Dorje, those days, 10 years, 15 years, or 5 years, you study with me. Might be the only best thing ever you learn, best thing ever you had. And compare with the rest of your life. Maybe there's no access doing that practice. So, learning, contemplating, meditation, it's the only way increase our wisdom and compassion. That is the message here. Additionally, if we are to liberate ourselves from samsara, liberation is free from controlling by negative emotions. If we want to free from negative emotions, that's liberation. So, additionally, if we are to liberate ourselves from samsara, we must increase both our patience and enthusiastic patience. I think in this part of the world, running out of patience all the time. Why people are hot-tempered? Why people have miscommunication? Families miscommunication each other. Why don't they like each other, couples? It's shortage of patience. The patient run out. They don't hear each other. They don't have time to spend time to each other. They don't explain each other. They don't even have a time to communicate each other. They're in a rush. They have to rush. And why they rush? By the way, nothing. There's no good reason. But that's rush is what we do. Yeah, well, we do things. It's very important for nothing. It's the boil down to, we are in a busy, we are rush. And why? What? So nothing. Nothing. It's important. So that's how we do. So patience. Increase both our patience. If you practice patience in real life, with your job, with your family, friends, and relationship, with your parents, your quality of well-being will increase. But that's what I'm saying here is, what I'm saying, we are running out of patience in a society. And we need meditation. Next part is patience. And then it says, enthusiastic. I notice the unenlightened beings attached to negative activities, and they have plenty of enthusiastic. But when it comes to positive actions, positive activities, their enthusiastic is not so big. They lose patience, and they're not enthusiastic yet. It is silly what is useful and most in our life. We are not very enthusiastic to do it. What is really harmful things, we are very enthusiastic and excited. It's a state in the Buddhist text, say, chujianju is a smoke nyuanju, chumenju is a ambusatiantong, lamanjian no tujinyur design. Saying, those who has a wisdom eyes, you know, when we engage in non-dharmic activities, our eyes get bigger, our mind get alert, and no sleepy, because of like stealing something, killing somebody, fighting with your friends and family, you will be fully, eyes will be open. You are alert as much as you can. But when I'm talking about meditation, find your self-center, find your peace, you get so sleepy. So sleepy. Almost like a bathtub, you're going to nap. Soaking in the water, and all you can think of is a nap. Like that. So good things don't come too quickly, but harmful things is very easy and familiar, and we are very good at it. So here it's saying enthusiastic determination. Both our patient and enthusiastic determination we carry into our Dharma practice. When we cultivate the attitude of patience combined with the enthusiastic effort, it is possible to cut the root of secular existence. Cut the root of is completely dig out the root of the wheat of your lawn that bother you. Same with the root of your negative emotions, anger, attachment, desire. See, desire, attachment is, it's you spend a lot of time with them. You spend a lot of time with the desire, attachment, wanting, needing, craving, you name it. Since I don't have a lot of vocabulary, I'm limited. Limited to explain you. But you name it, all of, above all, you know. So it's saying, cut the root of secular existence. Before we cut the root, we may have to chop some branches, and we may have to pull the weed out, even though that root is still down there. When water comes, again, it'll come back, say, hey, I'm here. So a few days later, you walk around, and you see again, same. But the same analysis in our mind, when we can't take care of the root of our attachment, a root of our negative emotions, it will come up from time to time when causes, conditions come together, just like the wheat outside the house. So he says, armed with this attitude, we can overcome any obstacle that appear on our Dharma path towards enlightenment. Spiritual is the thing really personal. It's so personal, your parents should not influence you. It is so personal, you shouldn't influence your children either. Let them choose whatever religion they want to choose. Give other things that you can available, like material or your love, your knowledge, wisdom, gift things. But spiritual part is let them figure out. Let them figure out if it's your children, if you're dealing with your children. But because the spiritual is very personal, in fact, how dare anybody ask you what religion you are, what spiritual you practice, what technique you use, whatever. This is a very personal thing. But your spiritual is so personal, you should not treat for anything, including material. In the Western, my little experience in America, last 30 years, that when you find a boyfriend, girlfriend, you're ready to give up your spiritual for that little excitement. Because the boyfriend, girlfriend is so special. You can ready to give up anything, including your parents or your spirituality. No. You keep your spirituality. Let him or her keep her spiritual too. It goes both ways. You don't really have to do anything to do with the spirit. You accept the package, you accept the whole package. It's a bad envelope or good envelope. You have to accept the whole thing. It's a part of the package. Same talking. You accept your parents. Don't think they look ugly. Just because they got more wrinkles than you. Just because they're walking a little slower than you. They're part of you. Don't forget that. They're part of your skin. Your mommy, your daddy. They're so special. If you feel special, where you think you came from? So respect your parents, no matter what they look and how they walk, how they talk. Respect them. And because they are part of you, you accept the package and you accept everything. You accept the life, you accept the death. When it comes to end, you should say, I done a lot of volunteer work. Other than that, I meditate some, and my meditation may be not the best, but not too bad. Whenever I meditate, my problem cease. If you tell me that, then your meeting with me is meaningful. Your meeting with the Lama is more meaningful. When you meditate, your problem gets smaller and they sort of go away. If that happens, your meeting with me is priceless. If that's not happening, then little entertainment. We must also cultivate an understanding that life we are presently living is extremely short. Some people might think you can do a lot of good things later on. But right now you don't want to do. No. Do right away. Because you don't know, future may occur, may not occur. Future may be a very, very near by you. Your future may be very close by you. In other words, you don't know how many days you left that you are here. So right away, do good things. When you want to do, right away, do good things. That's the message here. So it says, living extreme. So it says, we are presently living. Life we are presently living is extremely short. Especially in a contrast to the combined length of all our potential future lives stretching into the infinity futures. Infinity future is you don't have to worry about imagine. Just imagine your life here right now. And there is a life before, there is a life future. There is no, you don't have a logic that there is no future, even though you can't see them directly with your eye. But those who has a wisdom, they can sense that life after death is inevitable. I mean, so it's here is like temporary, and a bigger part of life is go back to home. When we feel confidence in this realization, we are able to dedicate every action to enlightenment. Enlightenment's liberation. Enlightenment means freedom from your negative emotions, free from your obstacles, free from your emotion, negative emotions. Negative emotions can lead in the wrong direction because you will create more negative consequences, more suffering. That was the message. Rather than to the worldly dharma that bring us only temporary relief in this lifetime alone. So all the pleasures and happiness you can think of, big, small, medium, whatever size of your happiness, pleasures, enjoyments that you can think of, is message is temporary. And they are not permanent. And more you try to achieve that, more suffering and more sacrifice you have to make. And they are temporary, they are not permanent happiness, but people attach to it, everybody attached to it. With this realization, our understanding of the goal of liberation will have more depth and clarity, and we will spontaneously develop more skill in dealing with any situation that arises. So, meditation, learning, contemplating meditation will make you more prepared when negative emotions or when obstacles attack you or face you, you are well prepared to deal with skillfully. It's not free from all problems, but just because of the problems don't affect on you much. It's the message. Finally, at this level of our development, we are able to recognize and address our own faults. Wow. Majority of people do not see their own fault. It's completely blind. Completely blank. If we see our own fault, we will be so busy figuring out, finding solutions, that we will have no time talking about other people's fault at all, because you have plenty homework to do. But the problem here is we don't see any problem on our side. It's a blank. B-L-A-N-K, blank. It's dark. Can't see anything. Only we see other people's problem. That is something we talk about. That is something we figure out. That is something morning until night, even in a dream, we talk about that. Other people, fault findings, judgmentals, fault findings. Is that word fault finding? And maybe sometimes I feel I'm creating new words. That's okay, because it's always like that anyway. So it says faults and stop focusing on short. So finally, at this level of our development, we are able to recognize and address our own fault and stop focusing on shortcoming of others. Looking into ultimate solution, reinforce with our focus, learning, contemplating, meditation. And that will bring everything else very easy. So that's the talk. Let's meditate one few minutes. See, we can remember what did I say. Well, thank you for listening, contemplating, learning, and contemplating. And we meditate a little bit. I look forward to see you all continue next Sunday.